What shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits towards me? NIV says, how can I repay the Lord for all of His goodness to me? The Living Bible says, but now what can I offer Jehovah for all He has done for me? Answer that question and the sermon is over. Answer that question and the sermon is over. God's been good to us today. But you see, I started to say, I hate to say this again, but I really don't hate to say it again. It ain't all about us. It's all about Him. And somehow or another, we forget. You know, we come, we get what we need, and then we get ready to shoplift. We walk out the door without paying back. And it could be that what we need to repay the Lord with is gratitude, thankfulness, worship in our hearts for how great and good our God is. It might be that there's a sin in our life that God says, here, before you go, how about I set that down right here and walk out without it? There might be an attitude, He says, here, just put that right here. You don't need that anymore. There might be an anger. There might be a bitterness. You know, the guy down in Florida that started the thing of where you knock on the door and you say, if you were to die today, would you go to heaven or hell? Kennedy. Dr. Kennedy is the one that started that. Here's the question I want to ask you. Because I think we've settled the issue about heaven and hell. Here's the question I want to ask you. If Jesus stood before you and said, I only want one thing, what would you think that was? Or whatever that is, give that to Him. If Jesus stood before you and said, Samima, there's only one thing I'm wanting out of you. You know what that is. You know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is. I can't tell you because I don't know. You know what it is. Well, then, what shall I render unto the Lord for all how good He's been to us? Give Him that one thing you know He'd ask for. The anger, the hurt, the bitterness, the disappointment. Whatever it is, just give it to Him. Somehow or another, we've been duped. We've been duped by the church into believing we don't owe God anything. We owe Him everything. Yes, granted. He blesses us in spite of ourselves. He blesses us in the midst of our ingratitudes. But we've got to make a decision. Do we want to be an ungrateful people? And in my heart, no, I do not want to be ungrateful. I remember a little over 10 years ago, I heard the question, not audibly, but just as loud as I'm talking to you, I heard Jesus say to me, do you want me to tell you one of your problems? How many of you know the answer to that is no? But you see, He doesn't wait on an answer. He asks the question and gives the answer. He said, let me tell you one of your problems. You are ungrateful. And I said, oh Lord, not me. And He just opened up my eyes. And He let me see how much He had done and how I had never stopped to just simply say, thank you. Because I just focused on, I want you to do more. And I purposed in my heart a little over 10 years ago, I never want to be ungrateful before Jesus again. And no matter what my eyes see, and no matter what I see falling down, there's a whole lot more that's still standing up. And that with as destroyed as I sometimes feel, I'm not as destroyed as the enemy would like for me to be. And with as discouraged as I sometimes feel, I'm not near as discouraged as the enemy would like for me to be. And with as much as sometimes I'd like to just chunk the whole thing and say, to heaven with it all, I'm not as far down there as the devil would like for me to be. I've got a lot more to be thankful for. He's been good to us this morning, but now, what can I offer Jehovah? summarize your sermon in a question that only you can answer. At the end of our prayer, the elders will be at the front. And also, the altar will be open. And if you've got something that you want to pay, if you want to check out the register before you go, there's an express line. There's no waiting in line when you go to check out. You just walk up there, give him what he asked for. Leave it there. I call it fly rod fishing. You know how you fly rod fish? You throw it out there and about time it taps the water, you jerk it back. That's what a lot of us do in the kingdom. We throw it out there and just about time God can get his hands on it, do we? And then we throw it back and we throw let's go fishing with a bobber. Let's just put it out there and let's let God just gobble it up. How can I pay? How can I repay Jehovah for all that He's blessed us with this morning? Father, we come to You never wanting to be ungrateful again. Father, speak to each and every heart and say, Your price today is now. Father, find us not only ungrateful, but find us faithful to pay up before we leave. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. It has been a blessed and wonderful day.